numbness people in this world, all the people in this world, and all the sentient beings, they don't receive harm from that person who practices, whom you taught, whom you inspired to practice compassion. They don't receive, all those numbness sentient beings and people in this world don't receive harm from that person. You see, and receive benefit on, they receive benefit on top of that from that person. For the person practice compassion and do something, you know, help something others free from, you see, the sufferings. So like that, you see. So if you can do, if you can inspire one person to practice compassion, how that is so beneficial in this world, in that country, in how his family, so it's so beneficial, you know, bring so much peace and happiness in that family. You see. Sometimes when you don't fall asleep, then if you do something, if you do something, you know, work something hard, you get tired, don't you get a very good sleep? So maybe it was like that last night. It is called in Tibetan Dujjile, the action that which completing or actualizing karma which makes to actualize Dujjile. Penjjile is karma which throws the result. Dujjile is accomplish. Dujjile is action which completes the action which actualizes the result. So the progress was, I think the progress was meant. That's the craving and grasping becoming. Last night. So So out of that hallucinated mind illness, then the compounding action, which is transcribed, which is normally translated as kind of formation, to take the compounding action, action which compound the future result, which is the samsara. Dukkha is compounding. Le is action, compounding action. So describing the what function the action does is compounding, you know, by it leaves imprint seed on the continuity of consciousness, and then then that seed get experienced out with the future samsara. So through and karma. So that the combination to through and karma.
Yeah.
The shamatha enters into vipassana.
You have some other realization. Then you enter the coffee shop. after the samadhi realization, they enter the coffee shop. That's deep vipassana. I'm joking. Hold on. Straw bug. Straw bug. After you have realization of samatha, then you enter the straw bug. That's because of vipassana. Very tangible vipassana, because you can eat, you know, you can say. Very tangible. You can taste it with the tongue. I'm joking with you. Explain the text is that so first your realization of samatha, the karma abiding, then you see realization of emptiness. Here the meaning of vipassana or great insight. Great insight. I think a special sight. Special insight, right? Special insight. Special insight. So you have realization of emptiness. And then, because of samatha, you see, able to concentrate one pointedly, totally free from attachment, scattering, in Tibetan it's called Gopa. Singing called which is called Chingwa. not drowsy mind. Drowsy mind is extremely gross. Not drowsy mind. Shubhatang said, drowsy mind. That drowsy mind is a very, very gross obstacle for meditation. But singing thought is it's more finer than that. Anyway, the singing thought, not singing, not music, singing. Anyway, so totally free from also the obstacles to the perfect meditation, the singing thought. Then you see, able to do one point in this concentration. So. So, with that experience, I'm told that you have realization of emptiness, and that while you're doing the analysis. Analysis, emptiness, mental emptiness, their analysis of the emptiness, then that drives extremely refined, the virtuous ecstasy of the body and the mind. So such that realization that that is great insight. That's the vipassana. Great. I don't know what vipassana exactly means from that term, but the Tibetan haktong is a great. It means a special insight. I don't know the language. What vipassana? So actually meaning of that. But Tibetan is a haktong. Special insight. That is that is it like that. But there could be use word special insight of vipassana, but it didn't mean exactly always that. But here this point like that, but maybe the according to other schools, other cases, doesn't necessarily mean this way. Maybe they have their own point of views of what person is. I guess something like that. The stupa to include in the material of the statue. But the stupa include in the material of the statue. Inside the material of the statue or outside?
Outside.
You mean to bring this stupa, to bring the stupa to India? Yeah. Even the fire and just make up the statue in India to bring it here. No, sorry. No, you may just put the statue outside on the garden. Is that correct? At least 100 feet. That you can climb over. I don't have to try something before. The benefit doesn't come out. Directly from Buddha, and to attain the knowledge cause of necessary conditions for realization of the power of enlightenment and purify by making offering directly to Buddha, by actually seeing Buddha, offering directly to the circumambulation, prostration, so forth. Those various methods purifying the defilements, the negative karma, collect extensive merit. As our mind is not purified, we don't have the pure karma to see, you see, directly Buddha. So the karma that we have at the moment, you see, only to see the symbols of the Buddha. Holy mind, this stupa, and speech, the scripture, and holy body, holy body, the statue of Buddha. So we have at the moment only this karma to see this symbol, which is the holy object. To see the holy object in this life, at this time. just being human being doesn't mean everybody has karma to see holy object. There are so many human beings who don't see one single holy object in the life. Stupa, scriptures, the statues of Buddha. There are so many human beings. Even they live for 100 years, no opportunity at all to see. So like that, only a certain number of human beings has karma even to see the statue, substantial of the holy object. These holy objects are existing in this world. Existing, we have the karma from outside, we have the karma to see. So this statue, this holy object gives us opportunity. By creating it and by sitting on it, by doing prostration to that, by doing offerings to that, and even by seeing the holy object, it purifies the mind. It is meaningful to behold that these holy objects are meaningful to behold, meaningful to remember. You see, just by remembering, it plants seed of enlightenment in our mental continuity. It leaves just remembering the representation of this. Without without the part, without the cause, that's why isn't it, steps the path to enlightenment. It's not saying that. Planting, when it says planting seed of enlightenment on one's mind of doom, that means making, also making preparation on our mind of doom, because if we just remember, just remembering the 30th holy object, Buddha, it makes preparation on our mind to achieve from guru devotion, the renunciation of samsara, bodhijiva, right? The stages of tantra, the whole path to enlightenment. You see, it makes preparation to, you know, to, you see, to have all those realizations. It plants seed of all the realizations. From beginning with which up to the enlightenment hall. The plant seed of the whole path to enlightenment. Like that. So no question. Every time when we see this whole object, this is what it does. This effect. This effect of what you get on your mental critiquing. Every time when we look at the whole object, this whole object with the, every time it makes this positive imprint on the mental thing, like that. It is a great purification. just seeing the image is a great purification, you know, for the mind. Securing away the obstacles, the departments. It is it is said by the omniscient one. Kind, compassionate Guru Shakyamuni Buddha said in the sutra, king of the concentration, you know, is in the temple. That the mention of that even somebody look at the drawing of the Buddha that is done on the stone wall out of anger, it causes gradually to see 10 millions of Buddha. The meaning of this, what I There are five paths to achieve enlightenment. You know, five minor paths to achieve full enlightenment. Minor path of merit, the minor path, the pivotal, the pivotal minor path, the right same minor path, the minor path of meditation, minor path of learning. So there are five minor paths to achieve enlightenment. So the first one, path of merit, it comes in two divisions. The small part of merit, middle part of merit, and great part of merit. Within the part of merit, the first one, part of merit, comes in two divisions. Two divisions. So you have a realization with Jita. Of course, a preliminary, you have the realization of the renunciation of samsara. But having the realization with Jita, the draw of the mind path to enlightenment. So after having realization with Jita, you enter the mind path. So the path of merit, really collecting merit, is by the listening of the fact, but the reflecting. And so So when we achieve the great part of marriage, small part of marriage, middle part of marriage, great part of marriage. So when we achieve the great part of marriage, as soon as you achieve the great part of marriage, as soon as you achieve this realization, the moment you reach your mind at that level, you see numberless Buddhas. You are able to see numberless Buddhas. You see your mind becomes that much more pure. So so wherever you are, outside, inside the house, doesn't have to be only in the shrine room or something, but wherever you are, the minute when you reach that level of mind, that level, you see numberless Buddhas, but in the aspect of Buddha, before that, mind is not purified, so therefore, you don't see the Buddha in the aspect of Buddha. You see Buddha in the form of animals, in the form of an ordinary person. You see various form, various ordinary form. You don't see in the aspect of Buddha. Because mind not purified, impure. So Buddha appear in ordinary form, according to the ordinary mind, the mistaken mind, obscured mind. So like that. So we don't recognize. Because of that, our mind is so much habituated, believing how things appear to you, mind is so much habituated, believing this is like this. This is the reality. You know how things appear to me? This is the reality. This is what the person is. We just say that. You see, this, yeah. See, the fixed mind. Okay. You see. So that blocks even with Buddha. It blocks. You see, that's Buddha. It's that fixed mind. So like that. So that become an obstacle. That become an obstacle in the case of realization to go to worship, and also obstacle. You see. Generally in our daily life, to recognize that it's Buddha, to recognize that it is Buddha, you see, it interferes to recognize and to follow it, you see. So however, the preparatory mind part, each third mile relaxing part. So when we achieve, after we achieved the mild relaxing, relaxing part, then we see, we have wisdom direct to the perceiving emptiness. So that which sees, that which directly removes the function directly removing the delusion. So this exalted part, this part, this exalted part. After you achieve this, the mind is more purified. So that you see all the Buddha in some Buddhic aspect. Then you actualize the part of mind, part of meditation. Projected on the phenomena, you live in the phenomenon. So this, you see, this true. The subtle defilement.
You achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You
이칩 메트에보다 이칩 아서 만드시니 이칩 타라 수입 이칩 다다 이칩 오버보다 because each of all the each of all the qualities, you know. So what I was saying before the quotation, even somebody look at the outer anchor, drawing of the Buddha that is done on the stone wall, it causes to see gradually 10 million Buddha. the word 10 million Buddha, that's his name. It doesn't mean just 10, only 10 million, but it means numberless. So here, what he's saying is, what he contends is, so that even by seeing the drawing of the Buddha that is done on the stone wall, what are the effects to your mind? Even if you get it out of anger, not with pure mind, not with devotion, not with devotional mind, not with pure mind, with the negative mind, with anger. You see, among the virtues taught. Looking at the drawing of the Buddha that is done on the stone wall, you look at that out of anger, but by looking at what it does to you, is all this. So you see, it purifies the mind, it purifies the defilement of which karma. So plant seed of visualizations on the path to enlightenment. Such part of merit. Plant seed of realization part of merit, you see. So gradually it causes you to achieve this realization, the first mind part of merit, you see, not to achieve. With much to achieve enlightenment. So then now here, then when you achieve the third one, then you see not as Buddha in the mental aspect. The latter to each rising part, which numbers of Buddhas in somebody else, but then after completing the whole part, you see you actually attain all the Buddhas. Mentally you become, you see, mentally you become one of the old Buddhas. So like that. So mentally you become one with the old Buddha, then you see, benefit, as I mentioned the other day, I said I've been teaching for many days. Buddha, like that, how you benefit from certain beings, which you spontaneously forever until everyone becomes enlightened, you see. So, so you see, so now you can see, just by seeing the drawing of the Buddha on the stone wall, even from your side, you look at Abhyanga, the native home. But the power of the holy object, from the side of the power of the holy object, that you can understand. For example, electricity. You see, it has power. It's on power. Use so many different ways for enjoyment, for computers, for the emails. So lived for so many enjoyment. This is the power of the electricity. Then also, see, a power object. Example. Instruction. What was the master instruction? So the deforms people's body if it's rendered out. That's the biological weapon, right? So for example, that this chemical has that power, you see. I'm just using analogy. We're talking about the power of the Buddha's statue. Even the drawing of Buddha that's done on stone wall is power. So I'm just using another example. You see, what Bush is trying to get rid of in the biological weapon. So, this chemical thing that harms unbelievable, not just immediately die, but actually suffers so much. What body did? Body did melt it? What can I say? Burns and. I saw one piece of girl. That was used in the Second World War or something. Big man or something like that. Yeah. So eternal bond, the atom has power. The atom, the bond that's made of this atom, they have that power to destroy, you see. Unbelievable, terrifying. In the water, that so many billions of animals that died, they killed almost in the ground, you see. So that, anyway, so that, and give it, talking about an example, power object. So, but here, I'm talking about power, positive power. That is when the object says, no harm, and positive power. Positive, I say positive power. See, all a positive effort. It's power to give only positive effort. For happiness. Not for suffering, but only for happiness. It causes only happiness, temporary ultimate. and purify the mind. And you see, develop the mind and path to enlightenment, you see. So the quotation, what it contains. From your side, rather than look at anger, but from the side of the power of the holy object, what it does to you, what it does to you is it purifies the mind, the elements, the karma, and it plants the seed of the whole path to enlightenment. So as you are going through this path, then you see all these numberless bigger and different aspects like that. As your mind goes more and more pure. And your mind becomes totally pure. No slightest stone in the enlightened mind. Then that time, one of it of Buddha. You become old Buddha, you know that. It's Buddha. Therefore, every time when we look at holy object, statues to the statue of Buddha. Every time when we look at when we see skies of benefit we get on our mental continuum. So therefore it's good to remember. When we see this whole object, to remember what benefit you get, all this whole part from this limited skies of benefit. Last two, last two benefits is it's for any of so the choice of the directly Buddha no question, even a statue or stupa, it's a whole lot of just Buddha. First session, second version. Any offering one does the ultimate there's always a result of ultimate happiness. Besides so many temporary happiness, including good birth, next life and so forth. All the desirable, all the things what you want, you see, you know, achieve all those happiness. The ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara and the full enlightenment. All of this action, the one that's relating to the statues, just to the scripture, Buddha. Part of benefit is the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and the great liberation from enlightenment. So all these actions have that result. You see, for that. Here I'm not going to go to the benefits of prostration in a matter of time. I go through that. Didn't happen before then, I'll go through that. So I just feel that I may expand this just in essence, some of the benefits of making a statue and seeing the statue, Shiva Buddha. So now, after this explanation, you will understand by making this whole object. For example, if I make this statue, you see. Now, what it does to sentient beings every day, you see, any sentient being who sees this statue, every day, any sentient being, animals, human beings, anyone who is spirits, anyone who sees this statue, they all get this benefit. Everyone get this benefit that I just now explained. The scarce benefit just by seeing the whole thing. What preparation it makes. Sending the mind, it purifies sending the mind, they need karma, they cleanse all the seed and see. All these qualities of the scars of qualities of Buddha, you know, scars of qualities of Buddha's holy body, holy speech, holy mind. You see, it must cause them to achieve this. So therefore, if this statue exists for 1 year, you know, you can see that. Days, weeks, months, all these sentient beings who see this statue, they get all this benefit. Then, as thousands of years, it's last, in a hundred years, thousands of years, the statue lasts. Then, definitely, so many sentient beings, they get benefit from the statue. That this statue liberates. That this statue liberates. As it lasts, 100,000 years. But when the more sentient beings, they start to liberate, they work continuously. even you are not a realm, even you are not this human being, even you died, you are not a realm, somewhere else. But you are the statue, sponsor the statue here. Continuously benefiting, liberating something, which comes from your effort, you see. So that, so that's one thing. That's one thing. The other thing is Buddha explained. Buddha explained to King Sanjala. When Buddha was in India, King Sanjala asked Buddha. King Sanjala asked Buddha. Benefits making all objects, you know, statue, statue, stupa, so what you say, this whole object. Then Buddha explained like this, in the essence. skies of benefit is explained in the text. But even we don't, because having difficult to see all those, can't read all those scriptures or Buddha's teachings, or cannot understand language. However, it's important to understand at least this benefit that Buddha explained to King Sanjala. So, King Sanjala explained to Buddha explained to King Sanjala.